Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's one of the world's best social media experts. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and we've been fortunate enough to have her join us on a regular basis now for a while, for a couple of years, helping us learn more and more about how to make the online marketplace and the tools and the platforms help us use those as resources to grow our business more effectively. And she's here again right now. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure, Kathy. Something that you've been talking about lately, I wanted you to share with our audience, is what you're calling a free hosted blog. Now, what is a free hosted blog? We know what a blog is. I think everybody knows what a blog is. What's a free hosted blog?
Well, the free hosted blogs would be like with Blogger, which is owned by Google, and then WordPress.com. So if you know, a lot of businesses will say, hey, I'm just going to use the free blog. And like, you can tell it's a free blog if it's got, you know, their name, their company name, and then .wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. So, Blogger in it. And the problem is that you don't own it. You're not in control of it or anything when you're on their platform. And a lot of people don't understand some of the dangers involved for their business if they do that.
Right.
Because there's, you know, those things called terms of service. And nobody ever reads the terms of service.
Yeah.
But it always says, check here that you read them, right? And they have little things in there that says you can't do certain things. For example, you're not allowed to promote affiliate products or other products.
Mm-hmm.
And then even multi-level products, marketing products, you're not allowed to do that on most of those hosted blogs. And you're not allowed to use it to create backlinks and drive traffic.
I want to make sure we clear something up, because you can use the WordPress software, but if you host it yourself, you can do whatever you want to do, right?
Yes, because then you own it. You own the content.
The operative term here, folks, the operative term here is hosted.
Hosted, yes.
Remember,
hosted.
Because if you use WordPress software and you host it on your own server, that's a different scenario than if you let them host it for you, right?
That's true. That's true. And a lot of people don't realize the difference. And all of a sudden, they might be writing a story or talking about something and promoting their website or promoting their product, and it has a link in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's pointing to a commercial site, then you're in violations of the terms of service. And they don't give you any warning.
Right.
So once you go into a violation of the terms of service and they catch you because they have robots that check these things, then your whole blog is suspended or archived. And
they put a horse head in your website's bed, don't they?
Yes, they do indeed. And the problem is it catches you totally unaware and you don't have that content.
Right.
As a resource anymore, you don't have that backup.
Well, and the thing is, though, I've never ever had anything hosted for me. I've always had my own website. I've always had my own email domain. I've never had an AOL account. I've never had a Gmail account to use. You know, like we're talking about. We've used WordPress for our blog before, and we always hosted it ourselves. I've never ever wanted somebody else's brand on my URL. In my opinion, that's the way to prevent this. Just don't do it. What do you think?
I agree, and it's not an expensive thing or anything. It's no. You know, a few dollars a month, and you have your own. You're in control of your property, and it's no different. I guess you know, if you are renting and you're sitting there and you're violating all the rules,
right?
And this is kind of like folks, renting space.
That's exactly. Just own your own stuff. Just own. Own KathyPerry.com like she does. Own JimBlassingame.com like I do. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. My blog is my blog. It's not. It doesn't say WordPress or Google or anything like that. Own those, folks, and control them. It's not that hard. We're going to come back right back with Kathy Perry after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.